I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The popularity of high-intensity interval training is on the rise. Dr. Alec DeCastro is here to talk about the details of this type of exercise routine. Dr. DeCastro is an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, tell us about high-intensity interval training.
High-intensity interval training is a type of workout that alternates between short bursts of intense exercise and then brief periods of rest or lower intensity recovery. The goal is to push your body to its limits during the high-intensity phase, followed by recovery to prepare for the next round. So training sessions are typically shorter than traditional workouts, but even so, they may offer substantial benefits like cardiovascular health, fat loss, and muscle endurance.
Why has this approach to exercise become so popular?
This type of training has gained popularity because it's incredibly time efficient. It offers excellent health benefits in a shorter amount of time. And it also can be adaptable to all fitness levels and can be performed almost anywhere, making it accessible to a bunch of people.
Give us more details about what a typical workout like this might include.
So a typical workout involves alternating between high intensity activities such as sprinting, burpees, or jumping jacks, and then followed by lower intensity recovery like walking or resting. For example, a session might include 30 seconds of all-out effort followed by 60 seconds of rest, repeated for like 15 or 20 minutes. Exercise can be either body weight based or involve equipment like kettlebells or bikes. Another example could be sprinting for 20 seconds, resting for 40 seconds, and then repeating that cycle for about 10 rounds.
How many times a week can you do this type of high-intensity interval training?
Most people can safely perform workouts 2 to 3 times a week with at least one rest or low-intensity day in between to allow for muscle recovery. Overtraining can lead to fatigue or injuries, so spacing out sessions and listening to your body is essential.
And is it important to alternate this workout with something else throughout the week?
Definitely alternating types of training is good for the body, even from a neuromuscular standpoint. So I think getting in different types of training is always helpful for variety and also for the different types of benefits it may offer.
Is this an exercise workout that you can easily get started at home on your own?
I think it depends on what your needs are and how motivated you are. Sometimes I think going to a gym and working with a fitness professional can be helpful with specific targeted exercises that you can do and making sure you perform them safely. But honestly, if you're able to do something and look it up and get some basics on the internet to start, even at any fitness level, I think you can do that too as well.
Might this high-intensity interval training be okay and appropriate for older adults?
While this type of training is generally safe, it's important to consider your fitness level and other health conditions. Adults with underlying cardiovascular, musculoskeletal, or other medical concerns should consult their primary care physician or sports medicine doctor before starting an exercise program. High-intensity interval training can be safe and beneficial for older athletes when tailored to their fitness levels and health conditions. So they should start, again, with lower-intensity intervals. Low-impact exercises may be key, and then ensure adequate recovery time between sessions.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for this information about high-intensity interval training.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.